I still do that.
Do you?
You draw, I do. Do you draw hopscotch things?
Okay, it's going.
I have a hoppy taw, two of them.
It's going.
Can you even buy them anymore?
It's going.
I'll bet you can.
You're on record.
We're playing hopscotch.
Hopscotch on record.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, it's 2:19. We're back from our recess. We are on item number 3, discussion and consideration of approval of planning and zoning recommendation of a conditional use permit for the short-term rental for Flaming Gorge Getaways.
And this is the one we did last time?
Yep.
And why did we have to bring it back? Help me remember.
Just kind of ratify it because it wasn't on the agenda properly last time.
Okay. Motion to approve.
I'll second it. I was trying to think if I was in favor of that.
You are now. Well, we'll see. You just seconded it, I guess. So we have a motion and a second to approve Flaming Gorge Getaways conditional use permit for a short-term rental. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item number 4, discussion and consideration of Union Internet contract. Jesse, is this one of your items?
It is. So, should be in your packet. What you guys got is a renewal, our first 5-year contract for our fiber optic ISP has expired. And I have a couple questions regarding the renewal. The first note is the cost came down. Our original contract was $900 per month. Our reoccurring monthly cost is now $756. So we had a reduction in $144 a month for that internet service.
Why did it go down or up?
I do know that Annie, the representative from Union, said that she negotiated, fought for, tried to get us the best price she could. And so I don't know if it was just due diligence on her part or the cost of service truly going down. But the same service provided, same amount of IP range that we've had previously. Nothing's changed aside of the price. The only other questions that I had for you guys was the signer on this contract. They sent it over, obviously, with me on there, and I would prefer one of you guys be the signer. I don't know if you want that to be the chairman or the commissioner over IT. That was the only other discussion I had.
Typically, contracts go to the chairman.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. I'm sure that we've deviated from that at times, so I'm not saying it has to be.
All right, any more discussion?
What, is this another 5-year?
It is. Which, for the pricing, that was the best bang for our buck. There's not a clear path to a competitor to enter the market in that time frame, to my knowledge.
What about, we were wired in at one time with Strata.
That is correct, and they're still roughed into. To be a capability if they ever start offering services on a private level.
Well, I thought they did once. I thought we did have them for a while. We switched to Strata, or switched to Union.
So one of those fiber lines is active through the state of Utah.
Uh-huh. Because going of to their school.
Yep. So
and the highway department.
Yep. So UDOT through the state of Utah, the schools through the state of Utah, and the clinic through... shared through the state of Utah are the only active memberships on this side of the lake that I'm aware of.
So you did approach them or did not?
From previous knowledge, I have not approached them recently.
They were higher in cost than Union last time, weren't they?
If I'm remembering correctly, I think there was a permitting issue for them to... for them to offer services.
There's a fight between the companies, obviously.
Yeah.
Just as long as we're getting doing the rules right, I'm okay.
Any more discussion?
I guess obviously that there's a... I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
What was the motion for?
To approve our next 5 years of internet service from Eden at a lesser cost than what it was before. Due to the diligence of the person that Jesse got with.
So we have a motion and a second to sign the new contract with Union Wireless for is our ISP provider, our internet service provider. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Item number 5, discussion and consideration of surplusing and disposal of non-functional intoxilizers.
Through the Sheriff's Department or what?
Correct. Yeah. Sergeant Isaacson brought these to us and said they tested them. They didn't work. They just need to be gotten rid of. And so we put them on the list to surplus them so we can...
How did they test them?
I have no idea. We kidded about that, but I don't know.
I was just curious how they test them. But I'm sure they have
intoxicators. Does that mean that you do that?
Let's see if it's testing properly, I guess.
Any more discussion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the surplus of those intoxicators.
I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the surplus and disposal of non-functional intoxilizers. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, well, you told me wrong. It wasn't an intoxicator. It was an intoxilator.
I think there's a lizer.
I think there's a difference. Okay. Item number 6, discussion and consideration of updates for the CIB list. Next week is when UBAG's coming, correct?
Correct.
Yes. So we just wanted to review the list. It'll formally be done next week, but...
What does this one go to, this part? Is that the 1 to 5, 1 year list? Mm-hmm. 2 to 5, 2 to 5, 2 to 5. Tutorial. Thursday, 2 to 3. Looks like April 11th is the tutorial for CIB. We'll have to have somebody go to that again.
It's the back side of number
at this point. Oh, okay. Didn't know it had a back side. Thank you.
So it is part of the 1 year.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying something about the tutorial.
April 11th. I think is what they said.
Which is also our...
Thursday, April 11th.
This is the emergency management thing. LEPC meeting that day. We'll be doing a report on the Browns Park...
Clay Basin stuff. Is that the one?
Clay Basin exercise.
Might be Peggy gets to go again.
I'm supposed to go to the Utah One Summit, but I can find out for sure, because maybe what I can do is go to that first and then swing back into Salt Lake for the Utah One.
Look at your availability. If not, we'll get covered.
That would probably work.
What's that?
If it's at 10 a.m. and it's in Roosevelt, right?
Yeah, I think it's only an hour, maybe two at the most.
It's at the Duchesne Centennial.
Okay. Yeah, if I'm already that far, I can make it to Salt Lake before that the meeting that starts that night. Okay. Yeah, that won't be a problem. I can go to that.
If that's an issue, let me know.
Okay.
Just so we have
Because it used to be the rules to...
It still is. If you're not in attendance, you can't apply, so... Is that where you're going with that, Jack?
And I could go to that if, and as long as one or two of us was at the LEPC meeting, or vice versa, I could go to that if somebody wanted to go out to Duchesne.
So, anything that we want to add or take off of the one-year list?
So, we had $1 million on that. We paid a certain amount for part of it. Do we still want to leave something on there for whatever it would take to get clear? Either with the buildings or without?
I think so.
Because we've got that quarter interest in what we did buy that we don't own as well as the buildings.
Right. Yep, I think we leave number one.
Number two is
number two.
Occurring right now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever go to CID for the airport?
Not since I've been here. I think that it's possible that we would want to do that.
Rodeo grounds. Is there more to do at the rodeo grounds, Randy? Whether you've done a lot of it in terms of electrical.
More seating, more electrical improvement. There's more lighting. There's a lot more stuff, but.
New bathroom.
Well, it's asking for $50,000.
Yeah, so that brings up the bathroom for the pickleball.
Yep.
The current bathrooms are too far away.
For quality wise.
And the discussion was kind of had to maybe absorb the current brick restrooms into the rodeo grounds, some form or fashion by possibly moving the fence at some point, and build a new restroom facility in between the playground and the pickleball court up towards the top.
Jesse didn't like my idea of doing it like the ones on the highway. Just having the
ball toilet.
I don't think you can.
Why?
I don't think you'll. Well, they made me tear my outhouse out.
Well, the highway department's putting them in. What do you mean taking them out?
Like in pedestrian path? Is there a chance that would come to CIB still?
I'd like to leave it on the list.
On the airport one, that's at the Dutch John Airport. Aprons and taxiways. That was to, if we needed it, to help fill. Our share of whatever the
matching. Yeah. I think that's right, Jack.
Okay. Water treatment plant. I don't know why we'd leave it on right now. We're full into it. If it's Dutch John's water treatment plant, I guess it is. Dyke County MBA. The shooting range. Are we still asking for money for it? It would be different than establishing now.
There's still lots of work to be done there. But yeah, but not established perhaps.
Completion. Daggett County Jail. We do have a deal for the ski resort, NEPA. Probably have to change. We've got a $300,000. And we'd want to make sure Seven County puts that on theirs. Because they'll do one of these as well, or have one.
Would they throw this off because that's considered economic development, or would that...
Economic development. Well, it's a study.
Oh, it's just a study.
Same as a railroad. It was a study. Is what leaves the door open a crack anyway for it to be funded that way.
If we we have the three in hand, if our commitment's six, then we get another 100 from the CEOAB board, and then ask CIB for 100, which would be below their threshold for
under 100
for the loan. It would just be likely a grant. That would get us real close to our $600,000 commitment. That would get us to...
So funding allocated from other funding sources would be higher than the $150,000?
Yeah, the other funding sources would be $400,000.
So we should correct that. And then our ask would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $90,000?
Yeah. I think that would be...
Well, funding for the project would be closer to the $1.2 million less.
That's right.
The $90,000, right?
But would that, again, be coming from us or from the SCIC?
And the private?
I mean the grant request.
The application to CIB, though.
We could make it and change that conversation. I'll have to happen with CIB to see what the best way to go.
Yeah.
And Thursday, I'll try and remember to bring it up with
Seven
County, that they have it on their list. It may remove it from ours. But they'll need the numbers to begin with in terms of outside existing or anticipated funds. Would be private and state up to $90,000. It's the only money that would come from them, right?
Yeah, unless we wanted to ask for more, but then it could be. That's just a strategy to ask for that low of an amount.
Think about that. How you want to do it. Yes. And then the anticipated date of need. Instrument approach, do we still have things to do there?
We're still waiting for...
I got to answer this, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Who's the entity, Brian?
Yeah, we're still in commission.
FAA?
FAA.
I'll try. Yeah, what? Well, tell me what it's about. What about it? Okay. For what? That's on the commercial side. Yeah, let's have that conversation later on. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
The Browns Park Road, are we done with it? In term, usually that's been money put in to forestall, to be able to do the project sooner than the federal highway.
Are you talking about what's on
the district's list?
Oh, you're fine.
Thank you for the reminder.
So that's all the county stuff on the one-year list. Can you think of anything we want to add? I think from my perspective, that's pretty well covered. We might remove a couple of things or reprioritize a couple of things on that list. And again, we don't need to finalize anything today, but this effort gets us thinking.
Again.
Yep. So we can be more efficient next week.
So the 2 to 5 year, that probably needs a little more attention to see what comes off it into the 1 year, if anything.
So, number one, broadband. I think that's a good placeholder. Firehouse probably ought to go to the district.
Right.
So we could take that off our list. Search and rescue, I think that's a good placeholder. Courthouse, community center, library. Dutch John office precinct for the sheriff's department. Natural gas. And that's all for the county on the 2 to 5 year. You know, for my areas of focus would be the trail, the bike path, the ski resort, and state line. I'd like to continue to work on trying to get funding to pave state line in conjunction with that bike path. I think that would be a good thing. The, you know, Randy's from Buildings and Grounds, there's a couple of things on there. Nothing comes readily to mind about adding to any of those lists for me.
And I think the property acquisition, getting that squared away sooner than later.
We need to start having conversations with him.
I know. I thought about it driving over without this list, thinking we got to figure something out.
He's getting income off of storage on our property at this point, or shared property.
Just got to figure out what to do, he's willing to do, and
have a conversation, see where that could go.
Yeah. I will commit to that in the next while. I don't know when yet. Sooner than later. If you're both okay with that.
I am. So any more discussion on CIB lists for today? I think that covers things pretty well for today, at least. We'll finish that next week.
I have a little bit of a question on it. Is it a district, the water, the one that Chad's in charge of?
It is.
And probably for a discussion at a later time. I know we've had the discussion. But what is their role, at least in my head, what is their role with the water and sewer system in this area? And are they... I don't know if the town does anything in conversation with them, if they have a role together, if it's independent, yet it's still collecting a tax.
It is independent. They do collect a tax.
But somehow they're linked.
There's a relationship
yeah.
that I'm not sure that I completely understand. I did mention, I had a conversation with Mayor Knight. She was not aware of that.
That's my other worry is...
Number one. Number two, I from my perspective, I asked her, as the current owner and operator of the sewer and water system, I asked her if she would be interested in starting a discussion of creating a sewer and water district that would be for this valley. And so maybe add sewer to the existing water district, but then remove it from the town and lump it. It, to me, it just makes more sense.
As in terms of representation and many other things.
Yep. And she was pretty, at least in that initial conversation, she was pretty interested in that.
I just don't remember the history. I know it when they divorced somehow, it stays there and they collect money.
Well, there was two different systems completely. And when we needed the water or the sewer from the jail, the state said they're not going to fund two different systems. They wanted it to combine. And so
the town really wanted it. This was my understanding.
Yeah, well, yeah. The mayor was...
That personality.
Yeah, and so... the district kept the water rights that they had to have some say in what was going on. In a sense, if they'd have given up the water rights, we wouldn't have, like, any... say supposedly or something. So that's why they've stayed in organization to keep those separate out of the town's grasp.
So a couple more questions. Has their account been unlocked to where they can be distributed to?
Yeah, that happened.
That got squared away. What expenses do they incur? What's that money for that's collected?
I don't know.
Do they have fees that they pay every year?
I'm not sure what their operational expenses are, but they wanted to protect the county residents. And they wanted to be able to
like maintain some leverage for the county residents.
Have some ability if things needed to go to court to pay some attorney fees and such, if they needed to do something legally to.
I've heard that from Chad. I've heard that as well.
They don't collect a lot, honestly.
I was thinking it was around $30,000 a year. I thought there was something that they were going to put that towards at some point in time to pay off something, but I can't remember what it is.
I think they were legally had to stay an entity, something to do with some of the bonds that they had originally in the town.
That's what it was, yeah.
But they still hold the bond, the town.
Something like that.
And I guess that's part of my question, not knowing that, but whether they have, if they're paying off something still or not. Or have to maintain a certain balance to make them eligible for whatever. But I'm just kind of looking for the functionality of it.
There's a lot about it I don't understand or know.
If it's to help spread water throughout, like to, as these projects come up outside the town limits, is it to help offset any of the construction costs or?
I haven't heard that being a factor. But again, in my opinion, I think it would make more sense to have the district, have there be a transfer, maybe an expansion of the district to include sewer, and then maybe a transfer of the system to the district so that everyone that's in the district is represented and getting a service
under one hat.
And no possibility of favoritism, whether you're in the town or outside of the town. And I've heard the town council members, certain members of the town council, make those comments that there is a priority to people within the town versus outside of the town, and that's not appropriate. There should be no consideration given to.
Do they have any geo bonds? The town relative to their water and sewer, or are they revenue bonds? Well, it seems like it would get messy if they tried to do a geo bond where only their residents were paying off the bond because they couldn't affect.
Yeah, that's another reason. You know, the management, everything could be moved as a focus, a primary focus, to one entity. And that seems just a lot cleaner to me. So,
for another day, I'm sorry to use up your time with that.
It's important, I think. Especially, well, I don't know if it's especially, but if that word fits, but with all the expansion into the county, even, of the sewer system, that conversation, I think, may become more and more important. So.
Did we have any closed issues for the thing?
Is Kent still here? Does anybody know? Well, I do have
probably an update on
some questions, but it could be done offline even. Potentially. I have two particular questions. One personnel and one
on the
I did get an email today about another interested party over in Dutch John for an RV park. It's just very early, wondering where land was, so I referred him to our GIS map. So said we're working on getting it updated, so just because it's showing doesn't mean that it's available. but it's a good place to start.
Yep.
It's a place to start.
Yep. Okay, anything else? I think that completes our open session items, at least.
You guys going to be closed?
I don't know. We're waiting to hear from Kent. I think, from my perspective, I think I could get my questions answered offline from Kent.
But. Maybe just share with us. If you just see where we're at, timing wise, and issues.
Right. Thank you.
To answer your question, yes.
Oh, really?
And I bet you got a travel thing for me, Trevor.
No? I just wanted to make sure that you are comfortable with what you signed. I'm no longer checking these to see if they follow policy.
What's the room rate? No, I know what it is on there. What's our policy room rate?
Whatever the GSA is.
And I don't know that. If he's within $5 of it, I'm guessing.
It's 107, depending on where it's at, or...
St. George.
I think St. George is 107.
And this was 105.
Yes,
well, we're still on the record. We've completed all the open session items. Is there a need for a closed session today?
Yes.
Okay.
Two issues.
Concerning litigation and personnel?
Exactly.
Then I know what the issues are. I think
just
I know.
Just updates. It won't take
yeah. Okay.
Three? Well, three is okay. There's another one coming up too.
So, I'd entertain a motion to go into closed session for the purposes of litigation and personnel.
So they're not paying for everybody 2 months or a year, is it?
Just say so moved.
What are we doing?
I just said I would entertain a motion to go into closed session for the purpose of litigation and personnel.
Motion.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to go into closed session for the purposes stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Matt Tippett's aye.
Jack Lytle, aye.
Randy Acey, aye.
Okay.
I'm impressed that the three of you are still going. So. And your minds are working.
So. Hell no, we forgot what lunch is anymore.
I'm sure that there were willing people.